everybody Andre Johnson his stalling career?
He had an awesome career, amazing career here with the Texans. Did a lot for his organization and for the city as well. And he does a lot for Miami. So hearing about him retiring, I think he's accomplished a lot in what he wanted to accomplish.
Have you reached out to him?
I haven't, not yet.
I know he meant a lot to you personally. Like, how big was it to have him here when you were first starting your career?
It was very big to have a guy of his status and who's played a lot of football to teach me a lot of things about the game of football, about life in general. He basically groomed me. My first couple years I was here.
How do you feel about where the offense is right now as y'all kind of take a break and look back at the bye?
We did some good things yesterday, a lot of good things that we can build off of going into the bye week and when we get back out here. We're not where we want to be, but I don't think any team in the NFL is. Nobody's undefeated anymore, but we're number one in our division, so, building off that.
What were your first impressions when you met Andre? Did something surprise you?
He was quiet. When I first met him, but then after a while you get to know him. The guy talks. But that's a side that a lot of people wouldn't know about him. He come off as a very very humble guy, which he is. But once he gets to know you, he knows you.
Is he a Hall of Famer in your mind? No doubt.
Oh man, in everybody's mind, not just mine.
Should they bring him back here for a one-day contract or something like that?
That's not my place to say. I would love to see him go out the way he came in.
I know there's been ups and downs with this offense through the first few games. What are some things that you really liked about what y'all have done so far?
Found a way to win and going about 5-3. And winning the NFL isn't easy as it seems. So it's a lot that goes into it. Basically the way that we ran the football yesterday and did what we wanted to do was good.